Hi, friends, and welcome back to the 10th episode.
They've already listened to the 10th episode.
No. Well, maybe.
Stop making vibrations on the surface. It's
gonna make Anyways, fun. Welcome to the 10th episode. We are 10 episodes away from the season finale.
Which is good, because we've started to put in some new features to our podcast, yes. And you'll see them along the way during this episode.
Yes.
Hee-hee.
So, I'm Chelsea, and this is my co-host, Sonia, but you already know that, so... Oh, wait, if you didn't, then just don't watch this episode. Go watch another one.
We're watching stuff now?
Go listen to the other ones.
Okay, well, first we'd like to tell you that we are now featured on Apple Podcasts.
We are so excited, so...
Stop banging.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm so excited. We are so excited, so if you want to help and join our, like... sisterhood. Just kidding.
Oh, God.
If you want to join the fam, that was cringy, but whatever. If you want to join the fam, well, then you can go to Apple Podcasts and search up Chelsea and Sonia, and we should be the first ones on there. Subscribe and leave a rating because it helps other people get to know us. I mean, get to, like, see the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. For some reason, when you search up what's new, it doesn't come up at all, which is kind of weird, but when you search up Chelsea and Sonia, it works.
Yes.
And you will find us.
Uh-huh.
Hee-hee.
But I'm such a cheater, so I...
She rated it 5 stars on, like, multiple different devices.
Which is what you should do.
Oh, my God.
We need to get that 5-star rating. We need validation and verification.
Oh, my God. Okay, So, another thing that has changed is we have decided that we're going to start naming the holiday kind of segment thing Home for the Holidays. Because
period.
We are in quarantine.
But what happens when we're not in quarantine?
Well, then we'll have to think of something else, but it'll be fine. We'll probably work good at that stuff. Yeah, we've decided we're going to name it Home for the Holidays.
That's about it.
Actually, that might get us copyright stricken because it is a song, but
I got copyright stricken today, which was kind of scary.
But
we won't talk about that.
It's from our view, it's just kind of a funny pop culture reference. So if you have a problem with it, we're sorry. If you'd like to take our money away, please don't. We can change the name, lickety-split.
Yeah, because it's not, like, something that we can't change. Like, we didn't, like,
put it on the website. Plus, we will need to change it eventually once quarantine is over, if ever. That's a scary thought. But,
yeah. Oh, my God.
We're not going to start with the holidays now?
Wait, but first, we didn't start this. We started this in the beginning of summer. We weren't in school when we had this. So.
I think we were, weren't we? We started it in
very,
May?
No, we started it, like, one day before the last day of school.
Okay.
Something like
with
that.
Both of us together, or you started it on your own?
I started okay. On my own. And so, we've never done one at school, so maybe we could do, like, a segment and tell you what's new in our lives.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
We could do a bonus episode sometimes called Quarantine Calls. And, like, we can talk about what we've been doing in quarantine and what other people are doing in quarantine to make their quarantine fun and give people ideas.
I do like that. Or that could be just a regular, like, segment on the show.
No, I kind of want it to be,
Are putting in segments, and I have one specially prepared and cooked up for this episode. And I think that Chelsea's going to have fun.
Yes.
And you guys are going to have fun. And I'm going to have fun. And I've just been super hyped all day for
that's
it.
That's cringy.
I've been super stoked. Psyched.
Okay.
I've been super excited to do the segment all day. And I've been talking people's ears off about it. But I haven't said anything about it. I do know what it is. And I do have an intro for it. And I have it prepared. So that'll
before
happen.
Before we start
at, time that I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay, so before we start with the holidays, I want to talk to you a little bit about the thing that we just made up called Quarantine Calls, because I feel like we should do that. We will have, like, business meetings about it and, like, talk about what we'll do in it, because that's what we do every single episode. But We'll also be talking about, yeah, I told you what we'll be talking about, but we can do, like, quarantine calls number one, quarantine calls number two, but we have to start that early until quarantine is over, because I'm afraid it'll be over the day after we do the first one. So, maybe next episode will be a quarantine calls episode.
Or maybe the season finale will be a quarantine calls.
A 2-hour quarantine calls?
I mean, there's a lot to talk about quarantine. We just made some really weird faces at each other.
No, we'll do it next episode, and maybe the season finale as a two thing.
Okay, so next
episode... Two per episode. Two per season, I mean.
Okay.
But then quarantine's gonna be over, and we'll just have to do regular episodes.
So, I guess quarantine calls next episode, which is gonna be us talking about our time in quarantine, and what you can do to,
And other people's time in quarantine. Yes. That's the fun part.
Things to do to make it better for yourself.
And I'll finally be able to read those BuzzFeed articles that
I didn't. Oh my god. That they fill up our Apple News, and they're annoying sometimes because they're talk about things I don't want
to
hear.
They're like, five ways to make your quarantine better, so we'll finally be able to, five summer drinks that you can make in quarantine.
That corresponds with my segment, and I'm happy about
drinks.
It. No, it's not, no. But it's like summer fun things.
Summer vibes.
No, okay. I have a name for it, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be cool. Should we start the holidays?
Yes.
Okay. So, home for the holidays.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Please don't. Dun, 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 we will literally. Dun, 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 that's not even that song. Dun, dun,
dun. I know, but it's like.
And we will. It's not Christmas, and we will get copyright stricken. Stricketh. Strucketh. Struck. We'll get copyright claims.
Okay.
Would you like to start with your holiday?
My first holiday on July 23rd, which is today, a beautiful Thursday. National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Hi, Grandma. If you're listening to this, probably
she is.
Yes. Hi, Grandma. Love you the absolute most. Keep both being awesome. Them.
We love both of our grandmas.
Yes.
Equally as much.
Yes. Love you guys the absolute most. We love you so much. Keep doing you, boo.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful no matter what that. They say.
We love you so much. Take some time to say that to your grandma slash grandmas slash...
Yeah, slash grandmas. Nobody listens to this podcast at all. okay.
Well, that's how we found out we were on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kylie Jenner tagged because of us. Maybe not because of us, but because people were angry at her.
And yelling at her.
Okay. As they should have been. Okay.
Sorry.
What? Okay, so it's my turn for a...
For shopping.
No, for a holiday. It kind of goes with the other holiday, Gorgeous Grandma Day. This is National Cousins Day on July 24th, which is tomorrow.
Right.
On day of recording, which is July 23rd. So July 24th...
Hello, cousins.
National Cousins Day.
Hello, cousin.
So we have three or maybe we have two cousins who are actually cousins who are like not first cousins or removed or anything.
Yes.
And they're the ones we see the most. And they're like more than they're much older than us.
Much older than us.
One of them is a full-fledged adult.
Yes, with a mustache.
It
kind of scares me.
And then
none of them ever talk to me, so like I feel left out. But
we have some other cousins who are like first and second cousins and third cousins, and then like some removed cousins who we've never even met. And whenever people talk about their cousins and their cousins are over at their house every day or their cousins live with them, I always get so jealous because
we have don't have
that kind
friends,
of relationship with our cousins.
We have some friends that our mom went to their, with their mom, they were roommates in college. So that was really fun, and we're such close friends that we feel like Christians because we're such good friends. So that's fun.
Uh-huh. Okay. Your next holiday.
My next holiday is National Drive-Through Day. Don't go to drive-thrus. We just did today, but that's not a very good idea. I got a s'mores frappuccino, by the way, if you were wondering.
No one was wondering.
Nobody was. Anywho.
Yeah, drive-thrus. That's my new favorite word. I mean, If you go to a drive-thru, just make sure you wear a mask and you're safe about it.
And you're not a Karen. It's almost 11:11. Make a wish, sissy.
We can't yet because it's not 11:11.
It's 11:10.
Okay, well, stop opening this drawer thing.
Sorry, we're on my dresser, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So the next holiday is National Tequila Day.
We've had experiences with alcohol.
Oh, alcohol slips on the podcast where I didn't know what I was talking about in the slightest. Moonshine, but this time I do. And I researched it. And tequila.
Moonshine Day. Moonshine's so
good. Stop romantic. It. Please. Please.
Moonshine's
please,
so
please, please.
Go
please.
Back to fight for justice and equality.
Please. 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 Was it really?
Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, no. I tainted it.
I listened to it with our father in the living room.
It was such a good one. And I
tainted it. Oh, make a wish. Make a wish.
Okay. We
I
also hit 11:01 as soon as it happened. Okay, I made my wish. So tequila is made out of tequila is made out of blue agave, and it was.
I think I tried that in my Jamba Juice drink. It was called Vanilla Sky.
That would have been.
Oh no! Wait, that's like algae. There's algae in it.
It's like made of. Yeah, it was called. I don't remember what it's called.
We're getting off topic.
Tequila was first started being made by the Olmecs and the Aztecs in South America and Central America. And I don't know. I've always really respected those civilizations as being some of the most progressive and successful civilizations in the early world.
Civilization world.
They made a lot of advancements in
technology.
Yes, technologies and astrology.
Astrology. Okay. Next holiday.
And now it's one of the, like, I saw a thing that said tequila is one of the most respected liquors, which is cool.
Next holiday.
Like, okay.
Which National Hot Fudge Sunday Day on the 25th. I don't know. I'm rolling up my chapstick.
I love hot fudge sundaes. I don't think Chelsea's ever really had one because she doesn't like chocolate, and I kind of hate her for that. But I don't hate her because she's chocolate. My sissy.
Yeah, you do hate me, but it's fine.
No, I don't hate you. You hate me more than I hate you.
Okay. Nah. Fine.
Okay,
let's just pretend we never had that conversation.
Okay. My next holiday and my last holiday, and then we're probably going to have to take a break because we've already spoken for 13 minutes.
I'm kind of down for a long podcast this time. I'm kind of chill. Okay, yeah, I'm kind of vibing. And we have so many new ideas, so, like, it just feels right to do. Maybe a two-hour podcast.
No, we can't do that.
One hour, 30 minutes?
It's late.
An hour, 30 minutes?
I don't know. We'll do, it'll
I'm
be
I'm gonna be
long.
Watching a movie after this.
Okay, no you will not.
Yes, I will not.
National Wine and Cheese Day. Sometimes when we were, like, crying and complaining about stupid things as children, our parents would make this joke, would you like some cheese with your wine?
Because we used to whine, but now I still whine because I go like this. Why are you whining? I sing in cursive, if you didn't know already. Probably did.
You're a good singer anyway, though.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Would you sing a run for the audience?
No.
In your real voice.
Baby, when you look up at the sky, we'll be shooting stars just passing by. What?
Nothing. I was just like.
It was kind of incursive.
I just got.
I don't want to expose myself.
Yeah, I just got hit by a wave of realization that we have a podcast. Hehe. That's a symptom of anxiety, actually. Which is true because I do have anxiety.
Baby, when you look up at the sky.
Okay.
You'll be shooting stars just.
Okay, we were talking about wine and cheese.
Okay, sorry.
We're also going to get copyright claim for that.
Copyright claim, fight me. I do.
She has had so many run-ins with copyright claim in the past few
hours.
Yeah, she discovered that a YouTube video had been copyright claimed. And then
I started crying.
And then Nike sued her.
Yeah, Nike sued me.
A bunch of Years ago. I mean...
No.
What? Weeks ago. It was like a week
ago. It was a week ago. I get copyright claimed left and right, and that's just the thing about it.
This podcast is not even going to make us the 5 cents it was already making us. Okay, so...
We'll get more watch time, though.
So, wine and cheese. I love cheese. I eat cheese almost every day. But, And then one time I thought I was lactose intolerant because my doctor said I might be lactose intolerant, and I freaked out. I was like, cheese. What am I going to do without it?
We'll get monetized because we'll have lots of listening time.
But then I was not lactose intolerant. And I love cheese. Okay, that was the point of that, was I love cheese. But I can't have wine because I'm underage by a lot. Yeah, so.
Okay, should we take a break?
Yes, we'll come back with our first two topics.
And probably a snack. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, y'all.
After listening to us talk about how great Anchor is, because it is. So.
It is great.
It helped us make a podcast and get it on Apple Podcasts, so that's a good thing.
When we have more sponsorships, we can't just talk about Anchor because we don't know if it's going to be randomized, the sponsored segments.
Okay. We need to get into my topic. Because the intro did last 15 minutes. So, what the heck?
Okay.
So,
Give me your nail.
No, please.
Give me your finger. Please.
No, topic is the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics were supposed to start this week. Here's what's happening instead. So, first of all, the 2020 Summer Olympics, have been postponed to 2021. Because of the COVID-19, they cannot be performed anymore because they don't want the athletes getting sick or bystanders or officials or anything. So the Olympics have been postponed to 2021. The Olympics are on a 4-year schedule, so I don't know how that's going to work. The article I read didn't explain. Like, it's always been years that are multiples of 4. And so, if it's going on a 4-year schedule still, now it's going to have to be 2025, will be the next one after 2021. So, I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe someone can look it up and tell us on the Instagram or something. So, the 2020 Summer Olympics were going to be hosted in Tokyo.
Yes.
And they've... All the countries who had athletes in the Olympics... And I think the Paralympics was also going to happen, they figured everything out with the Tokyo people, and they decided on new locales and a new schedule for 2021, but, because of the coronavirus,
the corona time,
Japan and Tokyo have lost tourism, which means they've lost a lot of money because Japan is a huge spot for tourism because of like the rich culture and the location, and we've been to Japan. Japan's pretty great, so I could see why tourism is a thing there.
Oh my god, I slipped in the mud at Japan.
Oh yeah. And some
people were laughing at me.
I think there was someone laughing at her, which is, like, totally uncharacteristic, but also it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Everybody didn't believe me that people were yelling at me because the Japanese are really, really, really nice. So, like, everybody didn't believe me when I said that people were laughing at
me. They made the lady at the hotel who was our mom's friend, she made cute little chibi pictures of us.
Yeah, that was so great.
Yours was so chubby.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You had a cute little chubby face. And I looked like how I look now, which is like an emo, sad person, child. Even though I was like 8. I was wearing a cute hat, though, because I used to have a cute hat. Anyway, that was a huge tangent. I was talking about tourism in Tokyo. So there was a huge tourism drop, as there was everywhere, because of COVID-19. Because people are trying to stay at home, stay quarantined, trying not to travel anywhere because I have friends who have been on planes during the quarantine because their family lives in other states and they wanted to be with them for the summer, which I understand. And they told me firsthand what it was like being on a plane. And I talked about this in the last one when I was talking about airplane amenities. And so I just don't really think it's very comfortable right now to be on a plane. Anyway, so yeah, there's not a lot of tourism to Japan anymore. And so they started a new program in Japan called Go To Travel, where they have like a list of, I'm not sure if it was just Japan or if there were other countries who were participating in that region and area and continent, I guess.
Yeah.
But Go To Travel was, they set it up, and then as soon as they did, like, it was like a network of like one night stays in hotels and B&Bs and day trips around Japan, as far as I can tell. And after they put that program into place, Tokyo started getting a rise in coronavirus cases because a lot of people wanted to go to Tokyo. So Tokyo was removed from the list of places that you could go with Go-To Travel. And so now they're not sure if the Olympics will still happen in even in 2021, because none of us know when this is going to end. So because Tokyo is experiencing new waves now. So new waves of the virus, which is so bad and has been a plight on all of our lives.
But I'm glad that I have my sister to help me through all of it all.
I'm glad I have my sissy as well. We're doing a weird, like...
She's pinching my
head. I wasn't trying to. We're doing a weird, like, arm, shoulder grabbing thing. I feel
so strong now.
Yeah, we have combined strength of each other. Hang on, let's do the other side as well. Wow, ooh. We're so cool. Okay, never mind. We probably have had, like, too much sugar today, and we're talking a lot, a mile a minute. I'm very sorry about that. I think you can slow it down on Apple Podcasts, where we now are. But, but if you still want to experience, the Olympics this year, there is a new, brand new, U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum in Colorado Springs. I read a bit about this museum, and it has artifacts, I guess it's just, like, items from the Olympics, and it, like, has information on some of the athletes who have competed, and, it gives detailed, like, info on the different wins and, I guess, what was it, like, event descriptions, and there's some cool technology in there that allows you to choose some tags at the beginning of your tour, which will, personalize your, walkthrough, so if you, like, really like Olympic ice skating, you can, like, type that into your little device, and then the tour will take you to places that correlate with the thing that you put in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my topic. 2020 Summer Olympics postponed to 2021, and the tourism problems in Japan right now.
Well, I love the Olympics, so I'm pretty sad, but it's for people's health and safety and well-being, so I'm glad that they're making that change. And yeah, so
Also, I learned something new when I was researching this topic, and it's that during the Olympics, all the athletes stay together in like one big house called the Olympic Village, and they like sleep under the same roof, and they like eat the same meals.
Yeah.
And they can talk to each other and experience the game together, and I think that's really great, but it can't happen right now because COVID and social distancing. And I'm the person who was running the postponing efforts said something about, like, he wanted the athletes to have that unique experience. And so that was the main reason why they were postponing it to next year. So, yeah, it's your turn for a topic now.
So I'm going to start with my very, very short topic that I didn't really research on and that there wasn't that much to say on the matter, which is that, drum roll, please, Nicki Minaj is having a baby.
Yes.
I like Nicki Minaj's music. It's fun.
Is this all you have to say?
Like a relay race.
I really don't think you know what that that line means. Because I looked it up and I know what it means.
Okay, whatever.
I'll tell you after.
Okay. She showed a pic on Instagram with her bump. And it was so adorable, and I loved it so much.
Was she Prego as an ego?
Yes. And she had a really, really, really cute, like, summery outfit on. Her hair was all up pretty.
I feel like we talk way too much about Instagram and celebrities on this podcast.
I know.
I want it to be less about vanity and more about COVID-19, Black Lives Matter.
And not all lives matter, because all lives matters.
There were too many... Sometimes I have trouble finding topics for this podcast, but this week there were, like, too many, and I couldn't choose. And a lot of the news at the top was, like, really bad and scary and horrifying. And then at the bottom, it was like, well, this is a lot of good stuff to talk about. So, yeah.
Should we take a break? Hello, friends. Welcome to the second of Welcome to the...
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
The last...
S. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
What's that?
Oh! Bloop, bloop, bloop. S. You know what that stands for?
S-O-S.
What? Summer of Sweets.
Summer of Sweets.
Which is the summer version branch of my new segment called Deserted Island.
Ooh.
Which is... Okay, well... First of all, welcome to Deserted Island.
We should play Melly Kaligi Maka up in here.
No. it's not Christmas.
But it's summer.
Deserted Island is my new segment for this podcast where we just get away from news for a
get
little
away
while. Yeah, like I know. See, I meant all of this. We get away from the news for a while and we take a vacation to an island where everything is made of desserts.
And guess who's there? Somebody who's named Tom Nook who steals your money.
No. It's made of a lot of desserts. And the contents of this segment is... The contents of this segment will be... I have loaded up two summer desserts. And I... we're going to go one at a time. I'm going to give you the ingredients... And some of the directions, and you're going to have to try to guess what dessert it is.
Oh, no.
Okay. Should we get started?
Yes.
Or do you have any questions?
No, get started. I'm okay. Ready. I'm ready to roll.
If you get stuck, I may also give you information like how much it yields and how much time it takes to make.
Oh.
Okay.
That's going to be a dead giveaway. I know every single thing.
So this one has a lot of ingredients.
Yes.
Actually, do you want to go easy mode first or do you want to go hard mode first?
Let's go all out. Hard mode.
Okay. And then you'll have an easy little break after.
Yes.
Okay. So the ingredients. 2 cups crushed pretzels. 3/4 cups or 1.5 stick melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
1/4 cup granulated sugar.
Yeah.
1 block of cream cheese softened. Mm-hmm. Softened. What did I say?
Softened. Okay, ready?
It's softened. 3/4 cup granulated sugar. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 1 cup heavy cream. 1.5 cup... Not 1.5, sorry. 1/2 cup sugar. 1/2 cup water. 1 tablespoon cornstarch. 1.5 tablespoon strawberry jello mix. 1 pint fresh strawberries sliced. And then the directions. Make the... Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a large mixing bowl, stir together pretzels, butter, and sugar until combined. Transfer to a 10-inch pan and press firmly into pan using the bottom of a measuring cup. Bake 8 minutes and let cool completely. Make the Beat cream cheese until smooth. Add sugar and vanilla and beat until combined. Then add cream and beat until medium peaks form. Spread over cooled... Make the strawberry topping. Damn it. Make the thing. Make the next thing. I'll just let you know that it has that. Make the strawberry topping. In a small saucepan, combine sugar, water, and cornstarch and bring to a boil. Boil 2 minutes, whisking constantly. Mixture will thicken. Then remove from heat. Add Jell-O and whisk until combined. Let cool 5 minutes. Arrange that in a single layer all over the layer, and then pour Jell-O mixture over, covering each berry. Refrigerate until Jell-O is firm, 2 hours. What did we just make there?
Is that a bundt cake? Because it's like a pan, and that's the only dessert that has a specific pan.
That's not true.
Brownies? Cake pan? Is it a cake?
It is a type of cake.
Bundt cake?
No.
It is a cupcake.
So remember, we made three different elements there.
Yes, a frosting.
One was the foundation.
Foundation.
One was like the base of the whole thing.
Yes.
One was the, like, kind of like the bulk of the thing, like the main thing that you'll be eating. And one was the topping, with the strawberry topping.
Am I allowed to give up, or is that not allowed?
I can give you more hints if you need.
Okay, give me more hints. I'm scared for my life.
It yields 10 servings, but not individual.
How is that going to help?
It's not like an individual little thing.
Is it a loaf?
No, you're getting closer, though. Total bread. Time to make is 2 hours and 30 minutes, and the prep time is 20 minutes. So, I'm going to tell you the main ingredients of each, element. /layer. So the main ingredient for the first layer, crushed pretzels. Main ingredient for the second layer, 1 block cream cheese. And the main ingredient, the main two ingredients, I guess, for the topping were strawberry Jell-O mix and fresh strawberries.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Period. It's strawberry cheesecake with a pretzel crust.
Period.
High five. You got it on hard mode. You had to have a few hints, but it was okay.
Give me easy mode.
Easy mode might be...
too easy.
No, easy mode, you'll probably get faster than the other one, but it's still not that easy.
Okay. That's the fun of
it. It'll take me a lot shorter to read, though. Okay. Ingredients. 3 tablespoons butter, plus more for pan. 1 12-ounce package of mini marshmallows.
Okay.
7 cups Golden Grahams cereal. 3 Hershey's milk chocolate bars broken into pieces. Okay, here's the directions. Grease a 9x13-inch pan with butter. In a large pot over medium-low heat, melt butter. Add all but 1 cup of mini marshmallows and stir until melted and smooth. Remove from heat and quickly stir in Golden Grahams until evenly coated. Press into pan and top with chocolate pieces and remaining 1 cup mini marshmallows. Heat broiler and cook until marshmallows are toasted, about 2 minutes. Let set at least 30 minutes before slicing.
Is it a s'mores dip?
It is not that, but you're right on with the s'mores.
Yeah, duh. Like, that, everybody could guess that. But is it a pie?
No, but you're getting closer there, too.
Is it like s'mores brownies?
No. So note how they used graham cracker cereal instead of actual graham crackers, and also that they melted mini marshmallows over the whole thing.
Is it like a casserole type thing?
No.
I'm stupid. Never mind. No, I'm not stupid. It's a 5. Give me a hint.
It yields 20.
Oh.
Which could be individual or, like, a piece of a whole, depending on what you're making, like, how you're making it. Total time it takes is 45 minutes, and prep time is 10 minutes.
Those are really bad hints, just because, like, it doesn't, like, give off, like, anything. But is it a s'mores cereal bites.
I think I'm just going to give it to you. It's like a cross between s'mores and Rice Krispie treats.
That's cool. Can you save that recipe and send it to me?
I think so.
Okay. Anyways.
I can send it to you right now.
While you're sending that to me, I'm going to talk about my first topic.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, my second topic.
And I will listen intently.
Okay. My first topic, I wrote it down first, but I wanted to get the other one out of the way because it was a bit shorter and not as important as this one. Scientists are on one step closer to delay aging.
What?
Sign me up.
What?
UCSD, University of San Diego. I'm saying that wrong, but...
It's been sent.
University of California, San Diego, had this idea to, thank you, had this idea to, like, start investigating on how to delay aging. And they started out with yeast. So the funny thing is that cells age at the same rate as yeast.
Mm.
And at the same, for the same reason.
Like, you mean human cells? Because yeast has cells, too, I think. It's like a growing living organism.
For the same reason, for the same reason, they age at the same time. So, they found out that they could manipulate the process of aging with a computer. I'm not exactly sure how they will do that. Didn't really say, because maybe it's like top secret or something, but it said it will be very beneficial to humanity if they can find out. So, what are your opinions?
Well, it's crazy that human cells age at the same rate as yeast, because that's kind of...
That's cool.
Like... If you could be immortal, would you want to?
Probably not.
Yeah, because, like, it's...
If the world ends, then you'll just be floating around in space and dying.
I mean, it would probably get boring living for so long.
Because if you're, if the
especially
world ends...
if, like, your family and your friends didn't also choose, and then you'd just be living without them forever.
Yeah, and if you, and if the world ends, it will end, but, like, when the world ends... You'll just be floating around in space, and, like, you'll be dying constantly because you can't have oxygen. So, it'll be kind of,
it seems like a pretty sad life. I might want to live longer than normal, but I would not want to be immortal. Like, I would want to live a pretty long lifetime. Like, I would want to live long for a human, you know?
Yeah.
Like, 98 or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be immortal, because that sounds scary to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, should we move on to your topic?
First I just wanted to say that, like, good on those scientists.
Yeah.
I love scientists. I'm not sure I want to be a scientist. Or, like, I don't know. If I was going to be a scientist, I'd be an astrophysicist. But that's not important right now. Scientists, they're cool. Thank them for figuring this out. But honestly, I think... our biggest issue is climate change right now. So, I don't know. Maybe we should be focusing most of our efforts on that instead of aging faster. But I think this is, like, that's, like, cool. Like, if you can figure out a way to make people, like, age slower. Sorry, I said faster before. I meant slower. If you can figure out a way to get people to age slower, you do that, like... As long as you're not wasting time and energy on that instead of things that are more important.
Okay, next topic.
Okay.
Our last topic for today.
Yes. This one's name is Trader Joe's is retiring certain product names with racist connotations. So, we shop at Trader Joe's sometimes. Not as much because of the pandemic, because we can't really...
There's no way to mobile order.
Yeah, we can't mobile order from them.
And there's no way to pick up. Even before quarantine, we were trying to do that. Oh, Sonia sent me the link, and let me tell you, that looks so good.
Okay, well, let me let me talk about this, because this is also about food, but it's also about racism.
Racist.
So, we've been to Trader Joe's, and even though I haven't been there in a long time, I do remember that for, like, different foods that come from different countries and cultures, sometimes Trader Joe's will change the name of the name of Trader Joe's on the packaging. And for, like, there's, like, Spanish and Mexican food that's, like, they call it Trader Jose. And there's Italian food that becomes Trader Giotto's. And there's a bunch of other, these other, like, variations on Trader Joe that from, like, different countries or different languages, I guess, that, like, are questionable. Because I remember, like one, the first time I saw one of these, I was, like, 5 or 6 or something. And even back then, I was like, this is kind of not the best thing. Like, is this okay? Are people okay with this? That seems really kind of offensive. And there was a change.org petition. Sorry. Had like a burp or something. There was a change.org petition a couple days ago that was arguing for these brand like branches to be taken down because they're offensive and replaced with just Trader Joe, because the reason that most of these are offensive, it is like they interviewed a few of the petitioners or the petition signers, I guess. They interviewed a few of them, and it's, like, most of their answers were that, it depicts Joe as normal, and the rest of them as branches, like, coming off of Joe, like, variations on Joe. Saying that Trader Joe is the only normal one, and then they're making all these variations on the name Joe in different, I guess, languages or naming conventions or countries, and it makes it seem like the quote-unquote American version is the only real one, another quoting quote-unquote thing. And so yeah, that's bad. I think that's I never really thought about it that way until I read that article, except for that time when I was 5, when I was like, is this okay? And everyone seemed to be acting like it was, so I was like, okay, yeah. I guess it's fine. But Trader Joe's addressed this, and they said that their intent was just for it to be inclusive, and they were trying to make people feel included. And they're gonna work on taking them down very soon. That's another quote-unquote thing. That was a quote from a Trader Joe's official.
My opinions?
Yeah.
So, my opinions on this is that, yeah, like you said, when I was, like, 5 or something, we would say, like, is this okay?
That was, like, when I saw them for the first time, and I just kind of thought in my brain, like, excuse
me. I swear I ain't crazy.
Excuse me? Or, like, is this... And I was like...
So I'm glad that they're going to change them.
Yeah. This is, like, actually kind of a follow-up to our, like, Aunt Jemima thing.
Yes.
It's, like, racist imagery and names, and they're... A lot of them are being taken down or fixed to make more, accurate and less offensive. So, I think it's great that they're gonna try to fix it, or at least that they said they were gonna try to fix it. They better follow through.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we take a break and then go to our outro?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we're gonna take a break and then go to our outro, and then I can't wait to have a listening party with our mom. Yay! So we really, really, really hope you enjoyed this episode of the What's New podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts now, which is so
woohoo!
I'm so happy to say that, because Apple actually needs to, like, confirm your podcast, so that's pretty cool. You can search up Chelsea and Sonia. That's the only way that you're going to find us, unless you scroll really hard.
No, I tried scrolling all the way down. It doesn't work.
Okay, so type Chelsea and Sonia. Doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase. If you want to see more platforms other than Apple Podcasts, because if maybe you're an Android user, then you can go to anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast. What's New Podcast is all one word, and it's all lowercase. And our Instagram is at @whats_newpodcast. New Podcast is one word. What's does not have an apostrophe. That's about it. Do you want to take us out?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the What's New Podcast. And we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye.